Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting edition of Finding True Wealth. I am your host, Nick Hopwood, certified financial planner and president of Peak Wealth Management. My question for you today, or my topic today, is regarding start with why. What's your why? And have you ever heard of Simon Sinek? He's an author, speaker, and marketing consultant. I first was introduced to him through his TED Talk entitled, How Great Leaders Inspire Action. And that eventually led me to read his book entitled Start With Why. And the subtitle is How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone to Take Action. I think both are amazing. I really love his work. And the book particularly really spoke to me, and it helped facilitate a lot of good reflection for me. And one of the major themes in the book and in the TED Talk is people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And so I reflect a lot on this, and in my case, my clients don't use me because I can help them set up a Roth IRA. You know, that's one of the things I can do for them, but really anyone, any other one of the other advisors in the marketplace can help them do that. But they choose to do business with me for another reason. And most likely, whether they know it or not, they chose to work with me because of why I do what I do. And for many years, I don't think I could have answered that question very well either. A few years ago, I came up with the mission statement that we provide education and guidance to inspire people to make great financial decisions, which puts them on a path towards fulfillment and finding their definition of true wealth. And that is really a mouthful. But really, it does a good job explaining what we do. We try to guide people and inspire people to make good financial decisions. But why do I try to do that? And as I've reflected more recently on that question after reading this book, I know now why that mission statement spoke to me strongly, you know, a few years ago. It's because when I was growing up as a kid, I witnessed people very close to me, who I love, making terrible financial decisions, which set them back significantly to the point where retirement was in question. So growing up, I thought to myself, you know, I'll never do that, or I'll never be like that. I'll never be in that position. And my mission statement is to do everything in my power to look out for other people so they don't fall into that same trap. So I've got 17 years of experience seeing dozens and dozens of cases. I've seen a lot. I've learned from witnessing crazy people doing crazy stuff. I've learned from watching great decision makers do great, make great decisions along the way. And I've used all that, it's all one great big experience, and I've been through it all. And my passion is to make sure that people don't do dumb things with their money as well. And also people, inspire people who are on a good path to help make a great path. So I want to make that clear. We manage nearly $100 million for high net worth individuals, and even the high net worth people make a lot of terrible decisions. But with my counsel, I can inspire you to make great decisions to make you high net worth, or inspire you to make great decisions to protect your existing high net worth. So every day we make a series of decisions, financial or not, which define us and lead us to greatness in some cases. So example, think of Tom Brady, who, by the way, is a fellow Michigan graduate. And I contend that he makes great decision after great decision. So after winning his fifth Super Bowl, you know, at this point, he's generally accepted as the greatest of all time, quarterback or any position. He's the GOAT, greatest of all time. And he doesn't have the strongest arm. He's probably actually the slowest quarterback as a runner. He's one of the oldest in the league, and I would guess he doesn't have the highest IQ to ever play the game, but he's considered the greatest of all time. So every day he makes the right choice to study, watch the film, to eat healthy, to practice the muscle memory. He surrounds himself with like-minded people. He believes in himself and his team. And if you asked him about his why, he might say something like, you know, he wants to be the greatest ever, or he wants to have the greatest team. And he knows that as a leader, you know, if you want to be the greatest ever, you can't take your eye off the ball. You have to inspire your teammates around you with your own why and inspire them to follow. So that's, you know, one extreme, of course. But let's look at the other extreme. You know, the guy who makes bad choices at every turn. So maybe in high school he chose to, you know, party with his friends instead of study for the exam. He might choose to stay out late before an important interview or an important work meeting. He might choose to sleep in instead of getting up early to start his day. You know, little stuff like that. He skips church, and then he skips church more and more often. Maybe he's got a stressful job, so due to that stress, he has a few drinks every night. Maybe a few drinks turn into a lot of drinks, and next thing you know, you're an alcoholic, and then you're divorced, and then you have child support and alimony, and then you drink more, and then you're depressed, and then your performance at work slips. You lose your job, and you get the picture, okay? It's a slippery slope of how, you know, just a few bad decisions can really ruin people's lives. For most people, you know, it never ends up like this, but it helps me to think in extreme. So let's switch gears for a second and talk about decisions as it relates to their finances. So these are just some examples of cases that I see. You know, when it comes to their 401, people will say, you know, I can't afford to get into my 401k right now, but I'll do it next month after I finish paying off that last vacation. But a lot of times the next month never comes. Excuses. So they don't get in the 401, and you know, they say, well, you know, they're not matching me, so what's the point? Or when they get into the 401, they think that they're maxing it out, but really they're only putting in enough to get the match. Just so you know, people, the current limits today are $18,000 or $24,000 if you're over age 50. And for a lot of people, they'd have to put in more than just the matching amount to really max. You know, when they go to work and the company doesn't have a 401, they use that as an excuse to not save anything. But of course, you could do an IRA or a Roth IRA on your own without the benefit of a payroll deduction at work. On the spending side, I see some really crazy things. You know, they're stupid spending. They don't understand, you know, how much they spend each month. They don't know what they're spending their money on each month. And I'm an advocate of having a monthly spreadsheet which shows and itemizes where your money's going, and a monthly spreadsheet where we update our net worth each month so we understand value that we're building. And then you get to see decisions that you make and how it builds your income and net worth. So almost everyone's guilty of not doing that. I talk to people until I'm blue in the face, and not a lot of people actually go through with that, but the people that do, you know, they learn a lot. A lot of people live outside their means. You know, they spend too much money at Starbucks every day. Do we really need that latte? They take ridiculous vacations. They spend too much, so they end up with a credit card balance that's, you know, like a 20% interest rate. They might lease a car rather than buying a car. They never actually pay off their car, and so there's always a payment. They reach for the car of their dreams. There's too many toys like boats, snowmobiles, jet skis. I think you get the picture. A real big one here, though, is having a second home when you might not be able to afford it. One that people don't think about too much is our refinancing addiction. People are way too focused on their mortgage payment rather than what has to happen to pay it off. I feel really strongly about that one. And people reach for too much house. You know, they just have to have that big house, and it ends up putting a lot of pressure on their cash flow. I've seen people invest in franchises that they don't understand, They like the idea of having a smoothie shop or a hair salon or a ice cream store, and they don't know anything about it, and they always go out of business. So you lose a lot of money with those kinds of things. You know, people don't have enough life insurance in general. And I can tell you some really sad stories about young widows who have young children, and they're completely broke because the husband and the father passed away with little or no life insurance. Same thing can be said about disability insurance. Now, these are easy decisions to make that are things that are affordable. When it comes to retirement, people retire on emotion rather than doing the planning and mapping everything out. They should be working with a certified financial planner to make sure that it's achievable. A lot of people end up taking Social Security at the wrong time. I could really spend an hour on this topic, but ultimately you can take your Social Security anytime between 62 and 70, and there's a huge difference between what your monthly income will be at 62 versus 70. This is a very hot topic now, where people are trying to maximize the Social Security income over their lifetime. You know, some people with their investments, they're way too aggressive or way too conservative, and they haven't really met with someone who's an expert to understand what type of risk they should be taking and what type of risk they are taking. People who have not met with their attorney for their estate plan, not having a power of attorney can be devastating. And especially those people that are in their second marriages, where both of you have kids from a previous marriage, you need to have that estate plan worked out. When it comes to managing investments, cannot manage based on emotion. That can be with stocks, it can be with your small business or property. Take the emotion out. And when I meet with prospective people, prospective clients, I like to ask, if you keep doing what you're doing for the next 10 years, how will things look? And a lot of times they know that it won't look as good as it could be because they need some simple coaching and accountability from someone like me. And I can tell them very specifically, if you change this one thing, look how much better your projected retirement analysis can look. And folks with significant net worth who have their spending in line, so now, there's really little risk of running out of money, but they're invested very aggressively, and as a result, they have sleepless nights, they feel like their blood pressure is spiking through the roof, and he has a heart attack every time the market goes down. So I ask, why are you taking so much risk? What return do you really need on your money to be okay? So I run that calculation, I call it the family index. So in one example, if you only need to earn 3% to be on good, strong financial footing, why are you risking a heart attack by swinging for the fences and investing aggressively? And when I coach people who are already on good financial footing, again, I try to counsel them, you know, what's important to you? What are your goals? What does fulfillment look like for you? And we sketch it out, and we try and talk it through and work it through. And all too often, people have never really asked themselves that. They're good candidates for a blueprinting exercise. Other people who are in good positions to be able to save, I try to coach them on my Income 360 formula. We want to diversify your income in retirement. We should be investing at least 10% into the 401. I talk to people about buying $1 million worth of rental real estate. I have another podcast on that topic. We talk about adding a guaranteed income stream from something like an annuity. We have a goal of reaching no debt in retirement. And this is a simple winning formula that I've developed. And talking about blueprinting, what does fulfillment look like and what are our goals? It brings up another book that I just started called Halftime, which is all about moving from success to significance. And in general, a lot of people define success by money and power and stuff. I got a lot of stuff. And eventually, you realize you don't need all this stuff. And you want to have a more significant life, meaning that you have more impact on community and others and feeling fulfilled. And I think that that will probably be our next topic here on the Finding True Wealth podcast. There's a lot of overlap also with one we did a few months ago, Your Retirement Quest, which is a fantastic book on retirement as well. But today, I wanted to go through the start with why concept. I went through my why, and I gave you examples about how I help people make good decisions, and then what are some specific examples of that. So my question for you is, what's your why? Why did you pick your profession? Or why did it pick you? And if you're beyond your working career, what's your new why? Or maybe it's still the same. So if you like this topic, I would suggest listening to two others that I've put together. The first one is Blueprinting. It helps you live your life by design, not by default, as well as the Your Retirement Quest, where I interviewed Keith Lawrence, co-author of that book. Check both out. I want to thank you for listening, and if you want to learn more about my why, check us out at peakwm.com. That's peak, WM as in wealthmanagement.com. Thanks, and talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a state of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.